The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Like a Friday, doesn't it? Heading into the 4th of July weekend to celebrate freedom. You feel like celebrating? You feel free? Let's talk a little bit about that today on the program we call What's On Your Mind. Hello, friends. I'm Scott Hennon along with Mr. Todd Mitchell.
Hello,
sir. And we're ready to find out what's on your mind by you calling us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A couple of questions up on our Facebook page. You can check those out, too. Love to have you weigh in. Trooper talk at the bottom of the hour. I want to ask the folks in the North Dakota Highway Patrol if they could rifle off the habits that we, as the motoring public, have that they would most like to change. What would they be? And maybe it'll rub off and we'll have a little safer time on the roads this holiday weekend coming up. Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol takes your call. Any and all questions welcome on Trooper Talk ahead of the holiday weekend travel. Also, Congressman Colin Peterson will be here. He is the 7th District Congressman from Minnesota, who along with Congressman Kramer and Senators Hoven and Heitkamp, and I think Senator Klobuchar from Minnesota was there yesterday as well, made an announcement on some Department of Agriculture funding on flooding. So we'll find out what that's all about today on the program, too. And we head into the 4th of July weekend to celebrate freedom in the land of the free. Have you seen this new poll, Todd, that says Americans' sense of freedom drops? Is fallen a little bit? Do you feel less free today heading into the 4th of July weekend, or more free, or about the same, or what's your sense of freedom?
You can make a case for being less free, but you can pretty much talk yourself into anything if you try hard enough, but I can see why people would feel that way.
And one thing that's not free is the price of gas. the gasoline you're going to put into your car. There's a new benchmark we've just arrived at, 1,290 days above $3 a gallon. It will hit actually on July 4th at 1290. So quite a painful record of the pain at the pump. What do you make of the price of gas being over $3 that long? And want to get your take on that. Does that make you feel less free? Speaking of which, one of our sponsors, PetroServe USA, hopes when you head out this weekend, you fill up in one of their locations. Those are the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, PetroServe USA locations. They're also where I stop when I'm a little hungry for one of those hot stuff pizzas. You get actually the 4 for $4 deal all day, every day. Pizza, 20-ounce pop, 2 cookies. $4, 4 for $4. And it's July. You can also get Pizza Corner Pizza. North Dakota made, I might add. Two of those for $11, or Giant Seeds for $1.39, or the Gardetto Snacks for $1.29, the Mars King Size Bar, only 69 cents for the big Mars King Size Bar. Gotta love that. Some Deli Express specials, too. PetroServe USA locations near you. Find them from Mandan, Bismarck in the west, all the way as you head down the road in Valley City and Castleton. You can find them Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, into Minnesota, Glendon as well, up in Bemidji, down in Wahpeton, PetroServe USA. So if you are filling up, you're going to fill up there. But the price of gas is, I think actually the price of gas in North Dakota specifically gives us a pretty good idea how freedom works, ironically, and how markets work. Because most motorists, if they travel the state regularly, will notice the price of gas is generally less in Fargo than it is in other places in North Dakota. And what the good folks from PetroServe USA and other folks who buy gas and sell gas tell us is that when they're buying gas, in other words, when they get it wholesale to sell it to you and I at the pump, they have choices in Fargo that they don't have other places. There's two pipelines that come here, so there's competition. And what does that mean? Lower prices. There's obviously a bigger market, so there's more locations, more players, and folks that are constantly sort of slugging it out. One I know is Mills Fleet Farm. I think their only North Dakota location is in Fargo, and they always have the lowest price gas. Well, what does that mean for folks in and across the highway in the Love's Truck Stop or the Flying J. Well, then they got to lower it, right? And then if they don't lower it, then you know, once they do that, then you know, then the other places do. It's a competition. It's the free market is what happens, and that is enhanced by the fact that you know, the supply is from a couple of different suppliers. So that I think makes the argument for gas prices. From time to time, we hear from people who say, "Hey, we're this big international oil story, right? So why can't we find some way to have that connect to lower gas prices?" Well, again, most of the refining capacity is near the population centers, and we don't have that here. We have a refinery, obviously, but not multiple ones. And so, but, you know, perfect world, if we were to get out our little freedom magic wand here and wave it around, wouldn't it be nice if we could somehow not only be the talk of the world because of having the 10th largest oil play under us in the history of the world, but also that it's somehow connected to lower gas prices? You know, that's sort of a utopian Pollyanna of a view that sets a lot of really important fundamentals aside about why gas costs what it does, but it's worth taking out for a spin. And how would you do that? Or do you just take it as a fact of life? You know, and don't necessarily bellyache about it. We'd like to know what you think about that today. So whether it is your sense of freedom, and I was a little disturbed to see this new poll that suggested that Americans' sense of freedom has dropped here in the land of the free, heading into the 4th of July weekend. Another one, the Pew Research folks here in the last week or so asked the question, do you feel proud to call yourself American? And interesting dynamic there, depending on how you identified yourself politically. A lot of folks that would lean towards the left side, that number's down. They don't feel proud to call themselves American.
The which, left?
Yeah. Now, I don't know why. In other words, I don't think...
considering who's in the White House? The left? Really? Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know why, regardless of your political persuasion... you would feel less proud of, you know, America. I mean, in other words, I hope we set aside who has the House, who has the Senate, who has the White House, and get back to, okay, let's, what made America great, right? And I think actually the peaceful transfer of power between parties is one of the reasons we're great. So you might not necessarily like the person that's there, but to me, I would separate that out from how I feel in the way of pride about them. I mean, we're the beacon of hope. We're the land of liberty. We're the opportunity, prosperity, freedom, right? Now, that isn't always what's taught in our schools. It isn't always what you hear about in our pop culture, and maybe somebody, you know, folks buy into that. I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about it here today, any and all these topics. You found out what's on our mind. We want to know what's on yours. Let's go up to Ed, who's listening on KCJB in Minot for first call of the morning. Hello, Ed. What's on your mind?
Hey, I want to celebrate a little bit on the 4th of July. I just like to know where a good place to go to get some fireworks and food and some fun, you know? That's what it's all about for me for 4th of July.
Fireworks and food. What do you usually do, Ed?
Oh, I don't know. We used to go, the old days we went on picnics and we did our fireworks and stuff, but whatever, you know. Some of these towns, I guess, have got quite a bunch of stuff going on, and I'm just curious what's out there available or where my choices might be.
And do you like to sit back and watch somebody else blow off the fireworks, or do you do that yourself?
Yeah, my ears can't take it anymore. I used to, yeah, I did too much, I think. But it's still a lot of fun, you know. I'm up there a few years, but I still like to blow off the bottle rockets and firecrackers and whatever. But yeah,
I haven't done my annual trip to Generous Jerry's fireworks stands, but my buddy Jerry Breyer for years has been quite the entrepreneur in the fireworks department. But what we'll do is we'll ask folks what the best fireworks celebration, the best celebration of freedom in and around Minot is, and see what we get for answers for you. So stay tuned, Ed, and appreciate the call. Steve, out on the lake, Sakakawea, listening. What's on your mind, Steve?
Oh.
Hi, sir. Turn the radio down and let her rip. We can hear you.
Hang on.
I have a question for you on the oil. Beans were up to 1 million barrels a day, and we're trying to get away from importing oil from across. Why are we starting to export our oil in the raw form now, when we're supposed to be trying to be independent from everybody else, from the world? And that would, you know, I would think the prices would go down.
So I would answer that to say no different than why we export grain or an ag commodity. In other words, it's ours. It's ours in the sense that it contributes to us as taxpayers, it contributes to royalty owners, and to me, you put that out on the market and you get the best price you can get for it. So I don't know that you'd want to limit markets. That would be my take. Steve, hang on. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break. Welcome others as well. Got to find out how the fish are biting on Sakakawea since you're out there, too. 800-228-0550. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash. Talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash, just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
My childhood experience was me just riding around our farmstead. I think bicycling is a great tool to bring families together. The best part about riding as a family is sometimes not the bike ride itself. It's about the stops along the way. I love being able to see these other families that come in that want to have the same experiences that I've had. I'm Aaron Romaine, and I'm one of the bike experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you proud to call yourself an American? And does it depend on your political persuasion, which way you feel about that? Also, a new poll suggests that folks feel less free. And the pain at the pump continues. We'll hit a record now when we get to July 4th of $3 of gas or above on average for what's the exact amount of days? I can't remember. I read it earlier. But 1,290 days above $3 a gallon is the milestone we'll hit. on the 4th of July. And so anyway, I want your take on all of that at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Trooper Talk at the bottom of this hour. Congressman Colin Peterson, ranking Democrat on the House Ag Committee, next hour as well. Okay, Steve's out on the lake, Sakakawea. Are you fishing, Steve, by the way?
Yeah, I'm out here bouncing on some waves. That's about all that's happening, too, up here. So.
Is that right? So not much activity on the line, just bouncing around on the waves.
So. Yeah, nobody else is really catching anything either, so I thought it would be a good time to call.
All right, yeah, good, good. Anyway, so back to I answered the my gut reaction on it. What was your reaction to that?
Well, my opinion is, you know, in years past, we've always been dependent on oil coming from other parts of the world, and price of gas was always going up because there's something going on over there, and we need to be more independent on our oil. So now that we're exploring, especially with the Bakken and stuff, we're producing all this oil but we're still exporting it. You know, I think we should be importing less. Keeping our oil here would help keep prices down. If you have to build more refineries to keep it here, we're supposed to always be going independent from the whole world, and we're not doing that. We're still exporting it. We're still importing it. To me, it doesn't make any sense. I just think we should be taking care of us first. There's a lot of places in the world that don't even want us in their country until something big disaster happens. And we're trying to help every little country around. So my opinion is stop the exporting of the oil or really reduce it and keep that oil here for us, and which would stop. And then our prices probably at the pump would probably be not so volatile, you know, going up and maybe going down a couple times, but I think I got a fish on. So that's my opinion.
Wait a minute, you just landed one?
No, I got a snake.
Ah, darn it anyway. That could have been a first, Todd. Somebody catching a fish live on the air.
I'm gonna have to hang up here. So my opinion anyway.
Go land a lunker, Steve. Now the only thing I want to pursue here a little bit is that, you know, again, my ag analogy. Why do we export? Why do we export our commodities in the ag world? Because we have growers here whose livelihood depends on the price of it, right? And they're going to go put out to a market. And there's a lot of I forget the percentage of our crops in North Dakota that are exported. But it's a big chunk of that juggernaut of the ag economy. Why wouldn't you want that? Again, if we're the beneficiaries as taxpayers and or royalty owners, folks that benefit from the industry, why wouldn't we want the best price for that commodity? I don't know why one doesn't work the way the other does. What's your take on that? Heather in Minot is next on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Heather.
Hi. I was calling to let you guys know that on the 4th of July, I heard there's somebody looking for something to do in Minot. And at the Nodak Speedway, there's races at 6 p.m. And then
all
after
right.
The races, there's actually some fireworks as well.
Okay, so now we got fun, the races, we got fireworks. I think his other criteria was food. Is there a pretty good chow out there at the Speedway?
Yeah, we have concessions out there done by M&S Concessions. So there's concessions out there as well.
What's not to love, right?
Right.
All right, well, thanks for telling us something that's happening. And by the way, welcome, Matt, if you want to get a little plug-in for 4th of July fun anywhere, whether it's to answer the earlier caller's request for some things around the Minot area or wherever you are, get a plug-in. Let us know what's going on and what you do on the 4th of July. Appreciate that, Heather. Thank you.
Thank you.
800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Our buddy Rob Port of the Sandy Blog listening today just sent a note said, hey, we already have major restrictions on oil exports. We pretty much cannot export unrefined oil. If we restrict exports further, we're going to hurt our ability to produce oil domestically, which hurts American companies creating American jobs, not to mention royalty owners. That's an interesting point. You know, a lot of these, especially the independent producers, they borrow against cash flow to drill more. So again, if you start restricting what they can do there, the biggest thing I have in the way of a question is, why would it be any different than any commodity? Well, why would it be different than any commodity? You know, in other words, we don't say, well, let's just keep the food here. We don't want to send it anywhere. You know, in other words, then you're going to limit the market for it, and you're going to impact the price. And given the fact that we're, you know, growing in the amount we are, I mean, you look at the numbers of the decreases in imports. How we're doing? Is it time to end that? Dave and Berthold, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Great, sir. Glad to have you on the program today. What's on your mind?
Well, I just called and say that Berthold, North Dakota, it's 25 miles west of Minot, and we have a parade starting at 10 o'clock, and we got kids' games, and we have golf tournaments, and there's lots of food and all that, and bouncy cape or bouncy, you know, houses and all that for kids and all that, too. So.
Perfect. And I bet some pretty good food, too, huh?
Oh, you bet, yeah.
How about fireworks?
You can set off fireworks in Berthold, but we don't have any, you know, scheduled to set off by ourselves, so.
Got it. All right. Appreciate that, David. And, you know, that's a close one to Minot. All right. We're going to go to Hag. Everly, is that how you say your name?
Yes, it is.
Welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, you had a question on here about what everybody's doing for the forest. And in Hague, North Dakota, we got an annual, it's the 11th year of it, salute to the soldiers. What they do, like, you know, since America started, like the Vietnam War, for example, they'd have, like, the soldiers that are alive yet or family members, they'd have them light a firework, you know, for them. And then later on at 10 o'clock, they would go and have a big fireworks. This is for the community. This is like a big population boom of Hague. There are not many people in that town anymore. But
you're going to surge for the 4th of July, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
It's really fun. It's really fun. And at 10 o'clock, it's a big show. It's always good, you know, with a good turnout, you know, for the fireworks and everything.
All right. Glad you got that plug in. Thank you so much for calling. Don't forget, of course, you know, a lot of folks descend on the state capitol for fireworks. Mandan has that ginormous 4th of July parade. Rodeo Day is going on. Bonanzaville, Fargo. There's a lot going on, folks. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Heading into the 4th of July weekend with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. We're going to do Trooper Talk in just a moment. And our aim is to keep you safe on the highways this weekend. So we'll bring in the Trooper and talk about... here's my question for him, just to get him warmed up here before we take a couple of calls that have been waiting to chat here. And that is, what three habits would he... most like to see us eliminate as the motoring public that would keep us safer? We'll talk a little bit about that, and then maybe that'll prompt you to, you know, we all ought to work on our bad habits, right? I'm the worst of the worst. So anyway, we'll do that in just a bit. Here's a call that came in on gas prices during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Todd, if you would.
Hi, this is Scott from Minot. I went to Bismarck this weekend, and Minot's gas was $3.79. I get to Bismarck, it's $3.99. In between all the small towns I passed, it was $3.67. So there's quite a difference in the price there. The small towns aren't gouging their people because they have to deal with them every day, where the bigger towns are price gouging. So that's the problem with the gas price.
Must be the non-ethanol version of regulars. Regulars been about $3.69. It went to $3.79 for a bit, and then it went right back down. But, yeah.
New record, 1,290 days above $3 a gallon tomorrow on the 4th. Mark, listening on KTGO Driving, what's up on what's on your mind is what I'm trying to say. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning, and God bless America, the most wonderful country there ever was.
Amen.
You made a very, bad, you made a very, very bad comparison between gasoline, of which there is and always has been a shortage, gas and oil, and agricultural products, in which there is and always has been a surplus. You compared apples to oranges. We have plenty of grain to sell around the world. We're importing oil. You compared apples to oranges, and that's just not right.
Well, here's and I take your criticism, but what I'm trying to say is the farmer wants the best price for his mark for his commodity, so he's going to sell it where he can get the best price, right? And he's going to be able to do that. How is that different from oil? And to me, you know, it doesn't mean that. In other words, if we say, hey, we're not going to export it, it doesn't mean the price of gas is going to be lower. They don't equate, because there's a world market. So I don't know why we wouldn't want oil producers to be able to sell it wherever they can sell it, get the best price for it, which in the case of North Dakota comes back handsomely in our coffers. And also, obviously, to the extent it helps the producers, they're going to continue to invest in more U.S. crude oil production. So I don't see it as a bad thing.
The price of crude oil does not change when you sell it somewhere else or sell it here. The price of crude oil, you can watch it on Squawk on the street, is the same all around the world.
Yeah, it's a world market. That's why I'm saying, why do you have your foot, the thumb on the scale to say, no, you can't sell it.
So why then do we sell it at $1.10 a barrel?
Sorry, Mark? I think we lost our connection to Mark. Sorry about that. Kyle Minot, quickly, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, in regards to that, so I think the American people have kind of been sold this idea that we're going to drill to become energy independent, and we've given this idea in our minds that we're going to be completely self-sufficient, but in all reality, we're starting to realize that is not what's going to happen. It's always going to be sold worldwide. So I think that's sort of the frustration is we've been sold on something happening that isn't going to happen by keeping everything within our borders. That's all. Thanks.
All right, Kyle. Appreciate that. Thanks. Gary in the patch listening on KTGO. You're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm listening with kind of a keen interest here of the gas price thing. And I understand, you know, selling crude, exporting for the best dollar. And it's true that it does keep the oil companies, you know, searching and researching and developing and everything, but who beyond really the oil company does it benefit? Now, in fourth or fifth grade, we learned about supply and demand, and I believe there's a whole lot of truth to supply and demand, and if we would increase our supply, stop our exports, the price would go down, then who does it benefit? It benefits every single individual. Every single individual who buys gasoline at the pump, that benefits America. It doesn't just benefit the oil companies and, you know, but I understand, you know, if the price goes down too much, then then the scale tips the other way because the oil companies can't, you know, they can't keep drilling and so on and so forth. So it's kind of a, you know, an intricate balance there that one has to try and maintain, right?
Indeed, for sure. I mean, for one, the whole reason behind the ban initially, when the Congress did this in the 70s, the idea, the goal of the legislation was, number one, conserve our own domestic oil reserves, thus the export ban, and also discourage foreign imports. But it didn't accomplish either of those. I mean, that was back to the 70s. So, what it does now is, discourage would-be exporters from applying for these licenses to do it. There's no legal clarity there. It needs to be fixed. One more call, and then we're going to go to the trooper. Linda in West Fargo has been waiting to tell us why she's proud to be an American. Tell us, Linda.
Hi, I'm proud to be an American. I've served with the Air Force and the Montana Air National Guard. My family's been here since before the American Revolution. They came here for religious freedom, which I'm so proud that we still have here. We know that Christians are being persecuted all over the world. And I'm just thankful that while we feel that we're being oppressed as Christians, we know there are people that are dying in other countries, and we don't have to face that. And I've talked to some legal immigrants that are just so proud that their kids are Americans. That was one of their dreams. And they went through the process to become Americans, or at least come into our country legally. And this is a dream of so many people. We have a crazy government right now. The premise that our founders set was strong and great, and there's some crazy people in there right now that are making it awkward, but because of the system we have, it can get better.
All right, Linda, great inspiration for the 4th of July weekend. Thanks so much. We appreciate you very much. All right, time for Trooper Talk, folks. Your questions or comments, welcome. For our guests, we are always honored to welcome in Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. It's a busy holiday weekend, one of the busiest of the year for travelers, and a good time to just remember to make sure you're being smart out there. Sergeant Iverson, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
You bet. So, here was the question I woke up with this morning. I thought, okay, Trooper Tom's here today. We're going to do a little trooper talk. I wonder if he could wave the magic trooper wand and say, boy, if these three habits of the motoring public would improve, there'd be less of the need for us to go out there and respond to these accidents. What advice would you give there?
All right, that's a great question. I find it a little bit disturbing that you were lying in bed this morning thinking of this. However,
welcome to my world.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All right, here it is. Three habits that I'm just going to quick throw out right off the top of my head. One is buckling up. That's one habit that a lot of people are still not doing out there. They have a hard time remembering that habit, just a conscious decision to just immediately put your seatbelt on. It's just part of our driving, something that we need to get in the habit of doing. A lot of people, majority of people, do buckle up. However, there's still a large population out there that do not. Second one is going to be concentrate on driving. Limit your distractions in the vehicle. Of course, that includes texting while driving. We all know that's a complete no-no. But just to limit your distractions that are in the vehicle, driving is a full-time job while we're in there. There's a lot going on out there. And if we can limit our distractions, there's been so many cases lately in the news of crashes out there that was probably from a distracted driver. So that's a habit that we need to get into. And then the third one is being patient out on the roadway. Whether that requires leaving a little bit earlier, just planning your day ahead a little bit, so you're not in a situation where you need to maybe pass unsafe or you're flying down the roadway exceeding the speed limit. Just being patient out on the road. You're going to get to where you're going. If you're passing vehicles left and right or speeding a little bit, you're only saving yourself a minute or two. So slow down, be patient out on the road. So those are my three habits right off the top of my head.
Great advice, and I'd ask our listeners, would those be tough for you? To follow the advice, would you have to change your driving habits, patterns? 800-228-0550. Any questions on what you're seeing out there? Any advice you need on heading out for the 4th of July holiday? Let us know. Bill in Belfield for Trooper Tom. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
I was just wanting to know, have you ever heard of a program called Badge on Board? It's something they were doing in Nevada, and pretty much what they were doing is putting a trooper in a truck. And he had a radio. He would call up motorcycle cops that were about a mile behind him, and it was pretty much making sure the people around trucks were doing what they should do instead of, passing where they're not supposed to and all that stuff.
Very good idea. No, I'm not aware of that. We do not have that program here in North Dakota. We have, maybe similar ideas of maybe setting up people in construction zones and such, but we also do a trooper on a bus program where we'll put a trooper on a school bus and they can ride around and observe violations and have another patrol car in the vicinity. And then also we do a trooper on a train for crossing violations. But I find this very interesting that you hop inside a semi. I'm making a note right now to myself to explore this option a little bit.
One thing as far as that, there's on the web, it's badgeonboard.org. And that's where Nevada got the idea, and they were writing an average of 150 tickets an hour in Vegas.
Yeah, that's it could definitely be beneficial. I'm going to have to do my homework on it a little bit before I go forth and say this is a good idea. There may be some glaring issues with it that I'm not aware of right now off the top of my head.
All right, appreciate your time. You have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol on our Trooper Talk edition as we head into the holiday weekend of What's on Your Mind. We'll take a short break, come back with more of your calls. Kurt has a question. When we come back, we'll get to Kurt. And welcome others as well for the Trooper today on the program. Buckle up, number one on that list. Is that hard? Buckling up hard? I don't get that. Anyway, shouldn't be. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Top of the hour, brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. As you're heading out for the 4th of July weekend, remember to fill up where they help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields and giving you a choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations. And also the 4 for 4 deal is a fabulous deal. You get 4 items for $4. That's the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce soda drink, or you can go in the morning and I'm going to, you know, breakfast pizza and a coffee, but then you get 2 cookies besides, your choice. 4 for $4, PetroServe USA locations. We're chatting with Sergeant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol Trooper Talk today on the program with your questions. Welcome. Kurt in Bismarck has a question for Trooper Tom. Go ahead, Kurt. You're on. What's on your mind?
Well, it's actually not a question. It's I think it would be a great solution is if North Dakota would raised their fines for speeding like Minnesota does, and the construction zone was at $80. Oh, let's go for $250 and texting. Why not go $200 on that? My wife is in Minnesota. She was 3 miles over, speeding, $110. There you go. That would take care of a lot of problems.
Well, obviously, the Highway Patrol doesn't decide how much the fines are. That's, I believe, a product of the legislature guiding that process. But do you think higher fines would mean people would speed less?
You know what? You are correct. It is a legislative. It would take a legislative action to do that. There was a bill last year or the last legislative session to increase the fines. Obviously, that did not pass. Our speeding fine citation, the speeding fines are the same as years ago back in the 70s. They have not increased since. I would agree that anything that we can do to get people to obey the speed limit, we should look at. And if raising the fines is one of those, then I agree. Then that's something that we should be looking at, and at least making it keeping up with the times, keeping up with inflation through the years, and providing a little bit stiffer penalties. I remember a case that we had a couple years ago now was a gentleman traveling from the Minnesota area out to Dickinson, and we pulled him over four different times on the way through, and each time was, he was just not concerned with the citation amount. His time was worth more than that citation amount, so that he was not slowing down. So it's a problem that we run into, and we run into it quite frequently.
I was going on the board about a month ago, and one of the radio or television stations they had on there, they were telling people, we're going to be watching these crosswalks, and if people weren't stopping for pedestrians on the crosswalk, they were nailing with $165 for not stopping for the crosswalks for pedestrians.
Your point being the deterrent factor from the pain in the pocketbook is what's going to improve the behavior, Kurt.
Well, I don't think everybody's got $200 or $110 to pay for their ticket.
What I'd love to know is, per capita, is speeding less of a problem in Minnesota than it is in North Dakota because their fines are higher? We're in the two bookends here of Minnesota being higher, North Montana on the other high, the other side of the perspective is a little more lenient, aren't they, Tom?
As far as their citation, the fine amount goes, I think it's pretty close to North Dakota.
Is it okay? George in Cole Harbor for Trooper Tom, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Well, we got you, George. Your question or comment?
Yes. Wondered, I had a question pertaining to when you're driving on a four-lane road in North Dakota, isn't there a law in the books that in the passing lane you're supposed to just use it for passing and you're not supposed to be traveling, steady on the passing lane?
Well, that does get into a little bit of a gray area. You can travel in the left lane. You can also pass in the right lane, so there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. However, if you are traveling below the posted speed limit, you should be in the right lane. You're going to be impeding traffic if you're in that left lane. So technically, yes, that would be a violation. You should be over in the right lane if you're traveling below the posted speed limit and below the flow of traffic.
Yeah, I guess maybe a couple sessions ago, maybe got talked about and tried to get passed, but maybe never got passed, but basically, people, when you're traveling out here in the left lane, you got a lot more blind area out there on your blind side, on your right side. So, safety-wise, you think people would be driving in the right lane.
Yep, I would agree.
Yeah, thank you.
One of those pet peeves, I think, where you just say, really?
Yeah, it is. It comes up quite often. We just all need to be, more conscious of the fact that we should probably be in the right lane. I think a lot of us are guilty of that. You get in the left lane, and then you kind of maybe forget to get over into the right lane a little bit. But also, the person that's traveling up behind you needs to realize that if they're passing more often than not, they're probably exceeding the speed limit. So if you got somebody in front of you that's in the left lane and you're speeding, I don't think you should be upset about them driving in the left lane when you're the one that's speeding.
Yeah, makes sense. Trooper Tom Iverson is here with the North Dakota Highway Patrol to answer your questions or comments, and also just remind us to make sure we're being smart out there on the highways as folks head out for a busy, one of the busiest driving weekends of the year, 4th of July holidays. We head out later today, tomorrow, into the weekend as well. More of your questions or comments for him. Brian and Dickinson is up next. 800-228-0550. Trooper Talk continues on What's on Your Mind. Stay close.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.